knocking at the Reno Club where Basie kept trying. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and Nick Shan. Parker, Prison, Piggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues, it's 12th Street Jump. Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren here on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon, and yours truly, David Bassett. Now, this week we celebrate the music of jazz flutist Herbie Mann with our special guest Rob Sheps and Jerry Dojan. Now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl McDonald, and Beat Weber.
You mean we get to do this again?
Yes, we do.
It's the best hour of my week.
It's a fun hour, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
And how about this month, April, the weather starts getting better. We've got, you know, things are happening, but it's jazz month, Pearl.
It is all
April
over.
April is jazz month everywhere, so take a moment and recognize.
And enjoy.
Exactly.
Enjoy.
Pete, some interesting news. Did you know that a new poll found that 52% of Americans think marijuana should be legal.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, the other 48% refused to answer the door until the toilet was finished flushing.
Speaking of feeling flush, President Obama is returning 5% of his salary to the Treasury to show his solidarity with federal workers who are going to be furloughed as part of the sequester. Yeah, he wanted to give back more, but the Treasury wouldn't take Joe Biden.
Oh. Here's a bit of useless information. A team of microbiologists at the University of Texas worked several months to create a bacteria that lives solely on caffeine. Wouldn't it have been easier just to clean out the office coffee pot?
You know, I know one place that doesn't need a caffeine buzz, and that's Gallup, New Mexico, which is buzzing about being home to the newest 12th Street Jump affiliate, WGLP.
Welcome. That is correct. We're on in Gallup, Flagstaff, Kingman, all along America's most famous highway. I'm talking about Route 66.
If you ever plan to motor west to Alaska, Juneau, or Valdez, don't slump, tune into 12th Street Jump.
To Guam, in Boston, with a station to turn on. Host feels pumped, they're digging 12th Street Jump. Farmington, Missouri, past Kansas City, Enid, Oklahoma, we'd love to phone ya.
You can hear us in Bryan, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Sedona, Kingman, Laughlin, Phoenix, Arizona. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you take that Wooster Harlingen trip? Don't be a chump, tune in to 12th Street Jump. Oregon, Huntsville, Alabama, Elkhart, Indiana, Hooperango, Whittier, Hidalgo. Won't you get hip to this timely tip when you take that Cape May Tillamookie trip? Don't be a chump, tune in to 12th Street Jump.
Clean your dump along with 12th Street Jam.
Royals won't stop while digging 12th Street Jam.
Now this week, we celebrate the birthday of jazz flute master Herbie Mann. Born in Brooklyn, Herbie started playing bass, clarinet, and tenor sax in show bands in the Catskills. Switching to the flute in the 1960s, he worked with Phil Woods, bringing a bebop sound to that instrument. He toured Africa and Brazil for the U.S. State Department in the early 60s, and upon his return to the States, Herbie recorded with bossa nova legends Antonio Carlos Jobim and Baden Powell, bringing their samba sounds to a whole new American audience.
Following Mann's 1969 hit album, Memphis Underground, he recorded a number of disco-style smooth jazz records. While criticized by some jazz purists, Mann recorded more than 25 albums that made the Billboard 200 pop charts. The musicians on these recordings are some of the best-known session players in soul and jazz, including singer Sissy Houston, guitarist Dwayne Allman and Larry Correll, bassist Donald Duck Dunn and Chuck Rainey, and drummer Bernard Pretty Purdy.
Now we're going to spend the next hour playing the music of Herbie Mann. And to get that done, we're going to need a great flutist. Pearl, who's it going to be?
Well, we've got Mr. Rob Sheps here and Jerry Dodgen.
Welcome to the show, guys. Come on over, Rob. Let's talk. Jerry, welcome to the show. Welcome to 12th Street Joe.
Thanks, Pete.
I know we have you back, Rob, and it's good to have you on, Jerry.
Thanks.
We're talking about Herbie Mann, a guy that played flute, among other things, and you two are flutists. Now he was influenced by the world of music around him. Does the world music affect you, Rob, when you play, when you compose, when you perform?
Sure, I live in the world.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people are ignorant to it or shut themselves out of it.
Not me, baby.
Face down in their little technology devices and such.
Throw them in the river.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you know, we were talking about influences, and later on the show, we've got a fella that was a major influence on you, just like Herbie Mann, but Henry Mancini.
Henry Mancini was my first big jazz influence before I even heard saxophone players like Charlie Parker and John Coltrane.
Yeah, and we're talking about Herbie Mann introducing the flute as a jazz tool. And when did you guys get hip to the flute? Was this the first instrument for you, Jerry?
No, it wasn't the first influence for me. I was more influenced by Frank West and James Moody. But I recognized that Herbie did a lot of stuff. He got to a large audience more than the other guys, you know. So he was more well-known than any of the other jazz flutists.
All right, Jerry, I got to ask. I know you're on tour right now with Rob, and you've played with Goodman, Hancock, Thad Jones, Mel Lewis. I mean, these are some names. What's it like playing with Rob?
Well, it's great. It's great.
There you go, right there. And now, 80 years young you are, and this is the first time you play in Kansas City.
That's right. True. Yeah.
What's going
on?
Welcome, finally.
Oh, thank you very much.
Right. Well, we're going to get you guys playing some music. Hey, Joe, what song are we going to start with?
This is a tune written by Stevie Wonder that Herbie Mann recorded on a 1975 Atlantic album. The album was entitled Discotheque, and this is Stevie Wonder's Bird of Beauty. Thank you.
And now for you jazz fans. Looking for some sage advice? 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah Montel and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your miserable, wretched, loveless existence, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Dr. Pearl, happy Jazz Month to you.
Happy Jazz Month to you, Pete.
I'm sure the bill's going to be large, but it's always good to have you. First letter is from Jay in Hollywood. He writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I've got the highest ratings on late night television, but NBC is dumping me like last week's lasagna. They want me to attract younger viewers, but I'm not getting a peacock tattooed on my butt. Look at Letterman. He can't make it through a top 10 list without a defibrillator. And I've got oil filters older than Jimmy Kimmel, and they're funnier, too. What do I need to do to stay on top, Dr. Pearl?
Oh, Mr. Leno, take a deep breath first. Just calm down. If you do go that tattoo route, tell nobody and show fewer. But I got advice for you. Sir, let me help you out with what you need to do and think about, okay? Here's the fact. You're getting older and starting to act contrarian. Too bad you treated poor Conan like a barbarian. Go work on Cars, Jay, or maybe try some fishing. You're way too old to move to Fox, and you're too white for Univision.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Jay, stop being such a squawker.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
You're a joker, not a talker.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Sounds like Jay Walken needs a walker. Here's a headline. Retire.
Oh, my goodness.
Tiny.
You are always such a pleasure, Dr. Pearl.
First of the month,
she's on a roll. We're going all the way to the nation's capital for this one, because our next letter is from Barry in Washington. He writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, I've been having a worse year than Twinkies. I played basketball at the Easter Egg Roll and lost to a short guy in a bunny suit. Some kid in North Korea keeps sending me tweets saying, nah, 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 nah. I got lost in the White House because the sequester laid off all the tour guides. And now Michelle thinks I'm having an affair with the California Attorney General. Do I look like David Petraeus, Dr. Pearl? Help me out of this, please.
All right, Barry, first of all, maybe you will have a year like Twinkies. They're coming back, dude. It'll all be okay. We need to get you some help and give you some answers. And I will do them as best I can. Kamala's a hottie. That comment caused some drama. Next thing you know, Michelle will say she feels like a single mama. Get a grip, man, and stop this downward roll. Forget about the laws on guns. Boy, you need some control.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Get your game back in the zone.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Buy Michelle some French cologne.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Send Kim Jong-un a drone. And then blame the rest on Biden.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So if you've got problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And don't forget, April's Jazz Month.
Bye-bye.
Keep it smooth.
We don't ever want to say goodbye, but we might have to. But you shouldn't go anywhere, because there's more to bye-bye come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Thank you.
Back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Herbie Mann, April marks the birthday of another musical legend, composer, arranger, and conductor, Henry Mancini. In a career that spanned some 40 years, Mancini won 4 Oscars and 20 Grammys. Woo! For the 1961 film Breakfast at Tiffany's, he took home 5 Grammy Awards and 2 Oscars for his brilliant score, which included the hit song Moon River. At last count, there were over 1,000 recordings of that great Johnny Mercer, Henry Mancini composition.
Best known for his film scores, Mancini also wrote Days of Wine and Roses and Charade with lyricist Johnny Mercer. He had a number one record and won another Grammy for the love theme from Romeo and Juliet. And who can forget his film scores for all those hilarious Pink Panther movies?
Henry Mancini wrote the score to this 1962 film starring John Wayne and Red Buttons. Here's Rob Sheps and the band with the theme from Atari.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Michigan fans had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
The Democrats love Hillary. They think that Clinton would lose.
She wouldn't. Run, Hillary, run!
Hillary for president.
Yeah.
It gives Republicans the blues. That's why Bill's already doing his intern interviews.
Oh, bad boy.
Rutgers fired its b-ball coach for being so abusive. That's right. He threw basketballs at his players. And those actions are obtrusive.
Yes.
You know, Fox News showed the video and called it inconclusive.
NFL needs scolding. It's time to let those boys come out. Who cares who they are holding?
Let's stop Kim Jong-un before he lights a fuse.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Here's Jerry Dodgen on alto sax and Rob Sheps on tenor with Henry Mancini's classic, The Days of Wine and Roses.
Thank you.
walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz, jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, and that's a whole lot, it's time to check out this week's new CD releases. David, what's going on in the world of jazz?
Well, you know, our guest, Jerry Dojan, he has a new CD out called The Joy of Sax. Oh. My wife and I were sitting around the other night at the house, and we had some great sax.
Wow. Whew,
five.
Wow.
Five saxophones on it. Five saxophones on the album. Amazing. The sax you wouldn't believe, you know. Amazing. David Chesky has a new one, The New York Rags, solo piano. 18 different rags written for the city of New York. And amazing solo piano from Chesky Records, David Chesky, that is. Eldar Zangirov, our young man who about the world, who has been on our show before, Eldar and the Trio, and a new one on Motema Records. And then Dave Douglas, who's been touring around on a 50-state tour of the United States with his band, and Time Travel. That's an aptly named CD when you're on a 50-state tour and your album's called Time Travel.
Yeah, really?
A lot of time in the van, just talking to the same people, seeing the same stuff rolling by.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Stretching for your alto missionary position.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd be practicing.
Well, if you're listening to Jerry's CD, Joy of Sax, you'd have sax all the way to
That's what. Now, besides Hank Mancini and Herbie Mann, we celebrate the birthday this week of three important jazz bassists. We're talking about Gene Cherico, Richard Davis, and Buster Williams. Blues singer Clarence Gapemouth Brown has a birthday, along with Artie Blues Boy White, and the woman who showed them all how to sing the blues, Bessie Smith. We remember the birthdays of sax great Gene Ammons and pianist Hal Galper, as well as trombonist Benny Green, who co-founded the lines between bebop and swing and did so much for jazz. To learn more about these cats and to celebrate Jazz Month, go to 12thstreetjump.com and check out our YouTube channel to watch the blues and the news. It's all happening this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. Pete, you got so much class.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. And this week, check out Afro Blue at the August Wilson Center in Pittsburgh. Big Old Dirty Bucket shakes up the South Shore Music Hall in Boston, and Esperanza Spalding brings her brilliant new work to the Knight Center in Miami.
Great jazz happens in Knoxville, Tennessee, when Warner and Smith plays at the Crew Vista. And if you're in Ann Arbor, raise a glass to the Michigan men's basketball team with Bucky Pizzarelli at the Carytown Concert House.
Iowa's finest high school jazz bands converge on Des Moines for this year's Jazz Championships. And here in Kansas City, check out the three-day jazz summit all over town. I tell you, that's some happening stuff.
Lots.
Get out and support your local jazz and blues scene. It's where it's always jumping.
Here's Joe, Tyrone, and Mike with a tune from Henry Mancini's Grammy-winning album, Peter Gunn. Let's listen to Dreamsville.
Thank you.
How about the 12th Street Jump Band?
Yes. Huh?
Wow. Beautiful sound. You know, Pete, don't you wish we just had more time for these great Mancini songs?
Mm-hmm.
They always remind me of spring.
Well, you know, Mancini hated spring.
Oh,
yeah.
I never knew that. Why would he hate spring?
Allergies. In fact, his big hit song, you know, The Days of Wine and Roses, actually, it was originally written about hay fever.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Well, mm-hmm. That makes sense because Jack Lemmon did have red eyes in that movie.
I'm not kidding, Pearl. I just happen to have the original lyrics right here. Grab a Kleenex while David and Nedra hit it.
The days of runny noses, I need Claritin, Kleenex tissue, hanky in my hand, please, Benadryl me more. My nostrils are filled with spore, Sudafed makes me snore.
To smell the roses, I just took 14 antihistamines. Robitussin me, there's just no ending. So I'm stuck with runny noses to blow.
My nostrils, they run like hoses, Sudafedrin, I wash it down with gin, Tritalegra, Zytrek, anything will do. These days of runny noses.
All over the mic. Oh my goodness. Let's get out of that right now. Oh, stop it. Let's bring back Rob Sheps and Jerry Dodgen to perform this Herbie Mann hit, Coming Home, Baby. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Herbie Mann and Henry Mancini, give it up for our special guests, Rob Sheps. And Jerry Dodgen.
80 years and still blowing strong. How about it?
Welcome to Kansas City.
How about 80 more, Jerry? And how about the 12th Street Jump Band? Mike Warren on the drums. Tyrone Clark on the bass.
Yes.
Musical director Joe Cartwright at piano.
And our vocalist, Miss Nedra Dixon. Hey. And David Bassey. We had help from audio engineer Chad Mice, production assistant Brenna Hayes, upload manager Brett Schlegel, and our producer Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now don't forget to like us on Facebook at 12th Street Jump. Follow me on Twitter at 12th Street Pete, all big letters, and sign up for those e-blasts at 12thstreetjump.com.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of the legendary Charles Mingus with our special guests Steve Lambert and Clint Ashlock. Until then, I'm Pearl Rivers McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber, and it's Jazz Month, people. Get out there and celebrate. Woo! We'll see you next week right here on 12th Street, where it's always Jump!